W. Kamau Bell, welcome to the Red Velvet Cake Studio.
Oh, thank you for having me. I'm excited to be here.
Yeah, man. I am a big fan. When your show was on FX, I watched every episode.
You were the one.
When they moved you to FXX,
yep.
I watched every episode.
Yep, it was the Tuskegee experiment of comedy. Yes. Let's see what happens if we move a black guy to a cable network nobody has. Oh, it doesn't work out that well, it turns out. Who knew?
I still have every episode of Totally Biased on DVR.
Oh, please. I'll just give them to you. There's too much good TV out there. Don't let my face take it up. Yeah. I'll just slide them to you on the down low.
So now you got a new show.
Yeah, it's called United Shades of America. It's a documentary show. The whole idea is CNN takes a black guy and sends him places you either wouldn't expect or he absolutely shouldn't go. And since Don Lemon wouldn't do it, they had me do it. So. Don stays where he lives.
So what's an example of a place?
Well, the pilot episode, I went to go visit an organization called the Ku Klux Klan.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
Good morning. Yeah, don't need no coffee now, do you?
No, sir. Yeah. That's a waker-upper.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. What? So, I felt, you know, years ago, Dave Chappelle did the blind black white supremacist, and I said, not that this is funnier than that, that's one of the funniest things ever of all time, but I thought, how can I take that a step further? And so I went and go met with the Ku Klux Klan. I went to a cross burning. I was not hidden. They knew I was black. And I went to met with
not like Blazing Saddles.
Not like Blazing Saddles. No, no.
Where the white women at?
The Klanman is a what? Yeah. So it was just an idea of like seeing if I can have a conversation with these people and they can try to explain to me how their things are. Like for example, this is the progressive Klan. I found out they don't dislike black people. They just really love white people. too much into white people. Like white people need to get a restraining order. We went there for the cross burning. We went there. We got there the afternoon. We had to wait till dark because they don't burn them until after dark. And I've never been so excited to see the sun go down. Can we burn this cross and get out of here, please? Not a sentence my grandmother wanted me to say.
Obviously got out alive, so.
Yeah, no, yeah. That's
a to tell the
I
story.
Tell people they get scared. I'm like, I'm here right now. You're still looking at me. But yeah, so that was the most explosive episode we did. But that's an example of like, I also did things that are a little more serious. Like we did an episode where I spent several days in San Quentin prison and got to talk to guys who were lifers in prison. And just the whole point of that show is to do a show where we show guys in prison, but not like the way they do it on those shows like Lock Up, where prison looks scary and mean. Where it's like, these are
this
good
is the jokey
dudes.
Fun.
Is the jokey side of prison. Those guys got a lot of time on their hands, so they have time to develop a lot of skills. So a lot of them are real funny.
So you said you spent several days. Did you?
I didn't live. I didn't live. Okay. No, I did not. They don't let you do that. Also, I would not have done that. But I did go every day to San Quentin and hung out with dudes and met a lot of great dudes there. Yeah.
How does a guy from Palo Alto get to? I mean, because it just seems Palo Alto is the home of Stanford and very white bread.
You saying I'm not smart? What are you saying?
No. I think comedians are amongst the smartest people ever, except for a couple of exceptions.
Let's list them right now, so I can't hang out with my friends anymore.
She's not talking to you, man. She's talking to me. That one, I'm taking that one. Okay.
Okay, you take that one for the team.
Oh, you got one coming your way. Don't worry.
But you just have to. I mean, you come from one of the whitest bread communities in the world, and you have such an interesting take on.
Well,
society.
To be fair, I didn't grow up in Palo Alto, and when I was born there, my parents were the black people who formed their own separate black community.
Gotcha.
East Palo Alto. Yeah. They had.
Oh,
that,
you are East.
Yeah, I was in East Palo Alto. I was born in Stanford Hospital. Then immediately they took me to East Palo Alto, which for those people who don't know, that's like saying the Compton of Palo Alto. And so they had formed like a tribe of black people where they all took new black names like people did back then. And I was the first baby born into the tribe. So that's why my name is Kamau.
Kamau.
So, yeah. W. Kamau Bell.
Yeah,
okay.
Could you have been a Carl otherwise?
I hope not. No, my dad's name is Walter. So it's literally Walter Kamau Bell. Gotcha. But who wants to be called
Walter? Okay, so Totally Biased was...
Not even Cockroach from the Cockroach. Yeah. some feelings over here. I think as well. I was gonna let that go.
You're in the room of Dr. Compton jokes.
Yeah. Totally Biased was a Chris Rock production. Is your new CNN show a Chris Rock?